Welcome to the News with NDTV. It's Monday, May 13th. In today's episode, nearly 62% voters turn up till 5 p.m. in the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. MLA from Jagan Reddy's party attacks a voter. A Telangana BJP leader asks Muslim women to unveil at poll booths. BJP files complaint against Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy. PM Modi attacks Congress over Pakistan comment. Opposition rakes up constitution in danger issue again. And Israeli action on Rafah. First up, 62.3% voting was recorded till 5 p.m. across 9 states and 1 union territory in the fourth phase of the Lok Sabha election today for 96 seats, according to tentative data by the Election Commission sources. Andhra Pradesh and Odisha will also pick their next governments in simultaneous elections. Andhra Pradesh reported nearly 68% Vidhan Sabha voting, while Odisha recorded about 63% voter turnout till 5 p.m. West Bengal saw the highest voter turnout for Lok Sabha polls with 75.7% voting, followed by Madhya Pradesh and Andhra Pradesh with 68% each. Jammu and Kashmir, voting for the first time since the abrogation of Article 370 in 2019, reported the lowest voter turnout with nearly 35% of voters coming to the polling booths, followed by Bihar at 54% and Uttar Pradesh with 56.4% of the registered voters exercising their franchise. For Lok Sabha, 1,717 candidates are vying for 96 seats, with all of Andhra Pradesh's 25 seats making the highest bid, followed by 17 seats in Telangana, 11 in Maharashtra and 13 in Uttar Pradesh. This phase is dominated by non-aligned parties like Naveen Patnaik's Biju Janata Dal and YS Jagan Mohan Reddy's YSR Congress. Neither party has officially joined the ruling dispensation or the opposition bloc, though they have given, quote, issue-based support to the central government multiple times in parliament. Key faces today include Samajwadi chief Akhilesh Yadav in Kannauj, Trinamool's firebrand leader Mahua Moitra in Krishnanagar, AIMIM's Asaduddin Owaisi in Hyderabad, BJP's union minister Giriraj Singh in Bihar's Begusarai, and leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Congress party's Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, facing another famous face, former cricketer and TMC candidate Yusuf Pathan in Behrampur. Meanwhile, from slapping voters to cosplaying as election commission, some political leaders crossed ethical boundaries today. In Andhra Pradesh, a brazen show of VIP culture showed an MLA slapping a voter, reportedly after he objected to the legislator jumping the queue at a polling booth in Guntur district this morning. The video, now viral on social media, shows Tenali's YSR Congress Party MLA A. Sivakumar slapping a voter. And just as he slaps back, the MLA's aides launch a joint attack on the voter. Andhra Pradesh's 25 Lok Sabha seats and 175 assembly seats are voting today. The YS Jagan Mohan Reddy-led YSR Congress government is up against an alliance of the BJP and the N. Chandrababu Naidu-led Telugu Desam Party. In Telangana, an FIR has been filed against Kompila Madhavi Lata, BJP's firebrand candidate from Hyderabad. She went around a polling booth checking people's ID cards and later allegedly asked Muslim women voters to remove their face veils or burqas. Ms. Madhavi Lata is among the most talked about candidates in the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls. She is up against a formidable candidate, four-time MP from Hyderabad and AIMIM chief Asaduddin Owaisi. She has defended her actions, claiming she has a right to check people's identity without a face mask. She told news agency ANI, and I quote, "If somebody wants to make a big issue out of it, it means they're scared," unquote. District Election Officer Ronald Ross earlier told NDTV that no candidate has the right to lift someone's veil to check her identity. If there is a suspicion, a candidate can ask the polling officer to verify a voter's identity, he said. And the BJP has filed a complaint against Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy for holding a press conference just after casting his vote, claiming it goes against the model code of conduct. While Supriya Sule expressed concerns about the security of EVMs in Maharashtra's Baramati, alleging CCTV cameras at the warehouse were switched off for 45 minutes. And next, even as the fourth phase concludes today, campaigning for the fifth phase is going on strong with rallies, baithak and press meets by various parties and leaders. Congress Chief Mallika Arjun Kharge in his Jharkhand campaign rally today said, and I quote, "No election will be held in the future if Prime Minister Modi wins this time," unquote, underscoring his party's allegations of BJP's intention to change the constitutional values. Speaking with NDTV, Samajwadi Chief Akhilesh Yadav also echoed similar sentiments. Quote, "Today the fight is big. Today, the BJP wants to change the constitution which taught us how to live. They will do so if they get 400 seats, unquote, he said. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched a fiery attack against the opposition India bloc, calling its leader cowards who were scared of Pakistan's nuclear power in his Muzaffarpur rally today, while making a veiled reference to a recent remark by National Congress leader Farooq Abdullah and Congress leader Manishankar Iyer. Prime Minister Modi said, and I quote, "If Pakistan does not wear bangles, we will make the country wear these. I knew they did not have food grains. Now I come to know they do not even have an adequate supply of bangles," unquote. In Uttar Pradesh, Wayanad MP and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi launched his poll campaign in Rae Bareli. He showered praise on his sister and party General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, who has been, quote, "sweating it out for his victory in Rae Bareli," unquote. Breaking from usual political statements, in a light moment of banter, Ms. Vadra asked a question posed by one of the voters. The question was about Rahul's marriage, to which he replied, "Jaldi hi karni padegi," or "I will have to get married soon." Meanwhile, the Delhi High Court today dismissed a petition seeking a direction to the Election Commission to take, quote, "immediate action," unquote, against Prime Minister Narendra Modi, as well as other candidates, for delivering communally divisive speeches in gross violation of the Model Code of Conduct. The single-judge bench of Justice Sachin Datta held that the petition was devoid of merit. It, however, said the Election Commission can take an independent view on the petitioner's representation in accordance with the law. Breaking from breaking news, do animals know which plants are medicinal? According to scientists, at least one orangutan might. A study published in Scientific Reports last week says scientists observed an orangutan named Rakus pluck and chew up leaves of a medicinal plant that is used by people throughout Southeast Asia to treat pain and inflammation. He first applied the juice to his cheek injury and then chewed the leaves further to form a makeshift bandage. The orangutan's intriguing behavior was recorded in 2022 by Ulil Azhari, a co-author and field researcher in the SWAK project in Medan, Indonesia, and his wound was healed completely after a month, news agency AP reported. Now back to news. As Israel continues its Rafah invasion, Gaza's health ministry has warned that if more fuel is not provided to hospitals, the enclave's health system would collapse within hours. Junaid Sultan, a vascular surgeon who spent time volunteering in Rafah, say hospitals losing power is a death sentence for patients, Al Jazeera reported. Rafah was home to close to a million refugees who fled from northern Gaza earlier. And now an estimated 360,000 people have fled Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah over the past week, according to the UN's main relief agency in Gaza. At least 60,000 people have fled since Sunday alone, according to UNRWA. According to the Palestinian Health Ministry, over 34,000 people have been killed so far in Israel's war on Hamas. Meanwhile, thousands of Israelis joined protest over the weekend, calling for a deal to bring home hostages still held in Gaza by Hamas, early elections and the immediate resignation of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Hopes of a ceasefire deal that would have freed at least some of the 132 hostages thought to be held in Gaza rose briefly last week when Hamas accepted a deal proposed by mediators. But the dreams soon died down when Netanyahu rejected the terms. Family members of the hostages carrying pictures of their loved ones joined large protests in Tel Aviv, The Guardian reported. And lastly, Subhadra Devi has been battling cancer. But that wasn't a reason for her to skip voting. She had been surviving only on water for 4 days, but still wanted to vote. Her son Vijay Kumar Mishra said as he took her on a stretcher to a local school in Bihar's Darbhanga, which was her local polling booth. Visuals from the polling booth showed voters standing in a queue making way for the stretcher. They proceeded towards the voting room with the stretcher after clearing formalities at the entry, a video showed. Ms. Devi, a resident of Chogma village, had been severely unwell for a long time, but did not want to miss her chance to vote, Mr. Mishra reportedly said. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Spotify, Apple and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.